Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. And a Merry Christmas wish from Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. From Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family and staff, and Lemon Livestock, with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff. Also, cattlemen, don't forget, coming up this next Monday, December 4th, TK Angus will have their 40th annual production sale, along with a bull and female sale, 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls and 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered springbred females, plus the dispersal of their 2016 fall pairs. Cattle bred with a commercial cattleman in mind. That's Monday, December 4th at the ranch east of Valentine, or you can bid and view on Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Looking for that single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you about Tri-State Livestock News, that they offer all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them at tsln.com.
I have a cute little story about a Christmas tree here, the ugly Christmas tree, I guess we're going to call it. I don't know. But since we're on December 1st, I thought maybe we could start doing some more of these Christmas things again. The cat had an obsession with the sparkling, twinkling Christmas tree. The entire holiday season, it was an endless job to keep the cat from climbing the tree and the family from climbing the wall. Thankfully, it was Christmas Eve, and the tree would be coming down very soon. However, it was then that the oversized barn cat decided it was time to wage war. Unfortunately, the tree stand wasn't up to the added weight of the pudgy, treat-happy tomcat. With one single leap, like a reindeer landing on a roof, the cat launched into the tree, and it came crashing down to the ground with a thunderous boom. Upon hearing the resounding crash, the entire family sprang from their bed. The living room looked like a Christmas wasteland, ornaments rolling under the couch, and the tree crushing presents. The cat slunk away under the radar to pick needles out of his fur. Bobby, the youngest, looked up at his mother in wonder, and with the keen eye of a kid, he said, quote, "Dad was right, Mom. Santa thought your Christmas tree was ugly, too."
Oh, no.
Two things there. I think Dad's in trouble now.
Yep, I do too.
Anyway, so if you have a little Christmas story here and there to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we would be more than happy to get that on The Good Stuff later on.
Something to start your new day with. Here's something from Steve Maraboli. Today, many will awaken with a fresh sense of inspiration. Why not you? Today, many will open their eyes to the beauty that surrounds them. Why not you? Today, many will choose to leave the ghost of yesterday behind and seize the immeasurable power of today. Why not you? Today, many will break through the barriers of the past by looking at the blessings of the present. Why not you? Today, for many, the burden of self-doubt and insecurity will be lifted by the security and confidence of empowerment. Why not you? Today, many will rise above their believed limitations and make contact with their powerful, innate strength. Why not you? Today, many will choose to live in such manner that they will be a positive role model for their children. Why not you? Today, many will choose to free themselves from the personal imprisonment of their bad habits. Why not you? Today, many will choose to live free of conditions and rules governing their own happiness. Why not you? Today, many will find abundance in simplicity. Why not you? Today, many will be confronted by difficult moral decisions, and they will choose to do what is right instead of what is beneficial. Why not you? Today, many will decide to no longer sit back with a victim mentality, but to take charge of their life and make positive changes. Why not you? Today, many will take the action necessary to make a difference. Why not you? Today, many will make the commitment to be a better mother, father, son, daughter, student, teacher, worker, boss, brother, sister, and so much more. Why not you? Today is a new day. Many will seize this day. Many will live it to its fullest. Why not you? That's by Steve Maraboli.
All right. Thanks for sharing today, Kim. And if you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.